Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Australian Premium Solar India Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the floor to Kaushal from Confidelity Partners. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Ventura Securities Limited and Confidelity Partners, I welcome you all to Australian Premium Solar India Limited H1 FY24 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Nikunj Kumar Patel, Chairman and Executive Director, and Mr. Kalpesh Vakharia, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Nikunj Kumar Patel for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Kaushal. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for our conference for Australian Premium Solar call. Let's start for year 2025, first 6 months. Our major milestone for this year was our IPO itself on 18 January 2024. This helped us expand quickly and to match the market expectation. As Australian Premium Solar, we call APS, one of the pioneer manufacturers in India, we have registered the business in 2013, and by 2015, we had our first facility running and operating at Kathuwada, Ahmedabad, 5-megawatt polycrystalline. From there, we started our journey, and by today, we have a 600-megawatt facility at Tajpur, National Highway 8, near Gandhinagar. Currently, we are horizontally expanding in three different segments. One is a rooftop segment, another one is a solar pump segment, and the third one is our distribution segment. If we start from the solar rooftop segment, our key strength is our own experience at overseas and international markets. If we see in terms of the penetration, Australia is the world's highest penetration, above 30%, one of the highest penetrations, above 30% penetration in rooftop solar. And we, even myself and Kalpesh, have very good experience in this segment in the last 10 years. Because of that, we, as an APS, started as a manufacturer, directly started installing solar panels at customers' roofs since 2018, and by now, we are one of the leading rooftop installation companies in Gujarat. Just for everyone's knowledge, Gujarat is number one in rooftop solar installation in India, and we are one of the leading players in the rooftop segment at Gujarat. Government policy in this year, from January 2024, to install 1 crore houses by 2027 also gives us a boost to expand this business. If we see the overall world market, when, of course, the first two, 3 years take a little bit more time to start the residential rooftop segment, but once it started within 10 years, it can easily achieve 20-25%. If we consider the next 10 years for India, I think we have around 30 crore houses. Potential potentially maybe 50% houses could have the solar in next 10 years. We can expect above 7.5 crores, 10 to 12 years, maybe except around 7.5 crore houses will have a rooftop solar. And that can overall give India around 250 to 300 gigawatt solar systems. So I believe as a team, we will participate heavily in this segment and we will have a good growth in coming 10 years. Second segment for our business is solar pump. Solar pump also in 2022, it was in India, it appears to be only 0.5 billion and in 2032, we are expecting to grow 2.7 billion for Indian market. Currently, we are working in Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Jharkhand because we already received some tenders for that. And we are expanding in other states in coming future. The key issue to raise this segment is a cash flow because cash flow is very, very crucial to manage in solar business. The third segment we are expecting to grow is the distribution business. Until 2030, as an APS, we were just working in Gujarat market, understanding the government policy, understanding the system and everything. And since this year, we started expanding from Gujarat to Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, and even UP for distribution business. And slowly and gradually, we will expand in other states with sustainable growth and proper team training. If we see the growth for this business, this segment, as a India, we are expecting 500 gigawatt renewable energy target by 2030. So this segment also have a very good opportunity to grow in coming period. Horizontally expansion in rooftop solar, solar pump and distribution, we also have a potential to expand in a ground mounting megawatt supply and export division. We will see our cash flow in coming period and accordingly we will plan to expand those two segments. To achieve the fulfill the demand of the above three segments growth, we also as a team started the recruitment heavily. If we see our staff numbers in 2023 December, we were 150 for Australian Premium Solar. By now, we are 351. To fulfill the requirement, also we need to expand the factory and our existing facility, which is 16,800 square meter facility, which is currently doing 600 megawatt. Now we have purchased already another 10,000 square meter facility next to us, which will give us opportunity to put another 800 megawatt TOPCon line. For first phase, we will start from 400 megawatt. Most importantly, I would love to discuss our financial result for first 6 months. If we see our turnover, it is 164.24 crores turnover and our profit after tax is 13.08. This couldn't be achieved without our operational efficiency and great teamwork. Once again, I thank all our stakeholders who supported us in last 10 years and put a trust on us. As APS and behalf of our APS family, we will make sure our stakeholders get best value out of us. Thank you very much, all ladies and gentlemen, for your time and effort today. Now we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Question comes from Prathamesh Diwar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so congrats for the good set of numbers during the H1. I'm having a couple of questions. So first is, what is the optimum capacity utilization in our plant as of now?
Okay, we started our facility, started installing in March and April. So since May, we are running currently 2 shifts, 10 hours each. So we can say almost 70-75% efficiency we are operating on for monopark.
Okay. And sir, how much capex will we require to expand?
Say to have the new 800 megawatt for stage 1, currently just for the capex maybe 40 cr plus.
For 400 megawatt.
Yeah, 400 megawatt, but second expansion will be cheaper because most of the machinery are common for 800 megawatt.
Okay. And so I was seeing our debtor days has gone up, which is increasing our cash flows. So how are we looking at in the coming?
I couldn't hear you bit last
yeah,
bit. Can you repeat, please? Yes.
Yeah, I was just saying recently our debtor days has increased, the receivable days, which is affecting our cash flows. So how are we planning to tackle this, and what will be the optimum working capital cycle?
Because if we see the solar pump segment, as I said already, that's like cash flow it comes back after 2 to 3 months after we install, we submit the bills, and then government make their payment. So we are distributed our business in 3 segments. Retail is almost cash flow, like as you install, you get money. Wholesale is like before you, before you dispatch, you get money. And pump business, which is profitable, but which needs little bit cash flow. So our cash flow, if you see currently, that money will come back in this quarter and it will be rotating.
Okay. And so when is the new, 250 megawatt plant will get operational?
Which is under process. As soon as we know, we will let you know. Huh? So the building is in process to purchase. So as soon as we pay the deposit or something, we will inform everyone.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, just last question regarding the unit economics. So what is the realization per megawatt in panels?
Realization per megawatt in panels, or you are saying RE return on investment, or
no, sir? The at what price do we sell each panel for?
It's usually get sold by watt, not by panel, and it depend on many variation. It's like a availability of, so there are 2 types of panel currently required in India. One is DCR, which needs domestic content of the product. One is non-DCR, where you can import from overseas. So the price also vary, depend on the what will be the government tax, because it's vary time to time.
Right. Okay.
So if you see currently, non-DCR panels getting sold between 1250 to 14 rupees, and the DCR panel getting sold maybe 21 to 23 rupees, 23.50.
DCR for how much, sir?
Non-DCR. 21.50 to 23.50.
Okay.
That is for
DCR.
But again, It will depend time to time. You know, this is just recent figure. It could be changed in maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Okay. And so how are we looking at the export opportunities?
Export first, we have a certain target to achieve in each segment before we go for export. So I believe there are few more quarters to go ahead before we start looking into it.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I think all of my questions are answered, and all the best.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Next question comes from Jasmeet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead. I repeat, question comes from Jasmeet Singh. Please go ahead. There is no response. Next question comes from Karan Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. I'm audible.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Hi. Good morning, sir. So, sir, I look at your presentation and where you mention in next 18 to 24 months we are planning to enter into a solar cell manufacturing. So, if you could give me the any brief idea, the how much will the capacity and when it will be the operational, and what kind of the business we will generate from this segment, and a margin also. It is a margin, whether it will be increase our margin, because right now in last 2-3 years we saw the margin is almost double. So it will help us to continuously increase our margin, or how it will help us to expand our top line and the margin going forward, sir?
I think it's a bit early to say more about the solar cell. This is in our planning, but it's a bit early to discuss more about numbers and everything, because usually in solar means not only solar, in any business, 3 to 6 months, numbers getting changed, you know. So when the time comes close, surely we can discuss on that. But overall, we have certain roadmap for at least short term is confirmed, but long term, we are working on it.
Okay. And sir, one more expansion you have mentioned. You acquire a 3.5 acre land parcel for a top one solar plant where you are installing a 250 megawatt of a capacity. So you mentioned it will be operational by 25. So when we can expect, by which quarter it will be operational, sir?
Okay. So currently we already paying the that building is already there, half of what we need, and the land is also there. So which we are waiting to finalize the payment, and as soon as, you know, government paperwork and everything done, once it's done, we will mostly order the equipment. So it usually, as per past experience, it takes 2 to 3 months for the machinery to come, and then another 2 months to get it installed.
Oh, so by Q4 or most probably in a Q1, we can expect this will be the operational. So yeah, by the next year, we can expect that we will generate a revenue from this segment.
Yeah, that is our plan. You know, that's what we are working hard for.
Understand. And sir, one more question. You mentioned you have a 600 megawatt of a capacity with a 70% of a utilization, and this another 250 will be come by the next financial year. And we are also seeing a good number in a pump side also. So what? So by the next year, we can expect this 70% will be a go to the maximum utilization, approximately 90 to 95%. So what will be our top line, sir? Once, yeah.
In 600 megawatt, I think we have, not I think, we have 200 megawatt of poly and 400 megawatt of monopur currently. So, top poly will go off. So, we will left over with 400 megawatt for existing, because now, if you have knowledge about solar panel, the poly is almost, you know, decade old technology, and now it's changing to mono, and sooner it also changing to TOPCon. So we will left over with 400 megawatt, but that capacity is also expandable, and that's the reason we are going for first the Topcon expansion, so our customer can get a variety of the products, and then later on, depend on the requirement, we will expand the monopark, and also same machines have a ability to convert in a Topcon. So because when we bought the machine, we make sure those machines are convertible, but it is hard to run both technology at same time.
Understood, sir, understood. But it is a fungible, so you can easily shift from one to another. It depends on the demand in the market. Sir, are we planning to take any debt or any preferential issue, any kind of the fundraising? Because there are a lot of a plan in our book, like we are funding the Topcon facility and new vertical like solar cell also. So any plan to take additional debt or anything?
Maybe we will discuss that in personally when we decide, till date it's not decided.
Understood. Just last question, sir. One more last question. So, sir, as you mentioned, you are very optimistic about the residential rooftop solar. So, have you any plan to enter into a commercial solar side also? Because right now there is a huge, there is a good demand for a solar cell in a commercial industry also. So, have we any plan to enter into that side of the business, sir?
Yes, because the residential installing 3 kilowatt, 10 kilowatt, 15 kilowatt, we can easily install 100 kilowatt, 200, 300 kilowatt. So it is in our plan and we are working on it. So
because I think that will expand our margin also, sir, once we will enter into a commercial because the capacity will be increased, so we get a better margin also.
So this is already in our plan because it is not that hard for us to expand in commercial.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Welcome, Karan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Jasmeet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, sir. It's Jasmeet Singh here. I have a question. I see solar pump segment has grown quite exponentially. Can I know which segment, which geography we are covering, what is the plan ahead, and this seems to be quite a big segment for us. So, can we talk more on this solar pump segment?
Yeah. So currently, currently we are already working on Gujarat and Jharkhand and Haryana. Maharashtra and Rajasthan, we are already qualified for. So, and we are already expanding team for that. So slowly and gradually, we will cover more and more states.
Okay. So can we talk about the breakup margin? So we have one rooftop solar, we have inverter, we have a solar pump, and we have a usual other segment. So can we talk about how the margin will play in each vertical? And since we are growing solar pump quite rapidly, what will have overall bearing on our EBITDA margin for next year?
Yes, Kalpesh, you want to answer?
Yes. So, hi, Jasmeet. This is Kalpesh here. Let me give you a brief about how we operate and what kind of margin that we expect and what kind of turnover that we expect from our different segment, going forward. So, if you see, as you said correctly, that we have grown exponentially in pump side, and we are also trying more and more to, because the pump have got good margin. In terms of margin plus, it is we normally do it through government tender only. So our fund is safe. It may delay by a little bit, probably 15-20 days, but the point comes for sure, and it has got a good margin. So I'll just give you a brief about like first half of September, September 23, we had just got turnover of about 2.55 crore only in pump. And this half year, so our September 24, we have got 51 crore. So there's an exponential growth, and it has got a margin of about 13 to 14%. right now, you know, in just one side. And we expect this financial year, a pump will at least contribute about 30 to 35% of the top line this financial year. And next year probably it would be probably 40-45% of the top line that we expect from pump side. So our margins probably will have better off due to this segment only. If you can just check, because as I said, that last full year was 3.38 crore turnover from pump. And this year for first half only, we have already surpassed 51 crore turnover. So this is where the margin, we have improved the margin. Plus retail side also, like you see retail, last full year we have done turnover of about 39 crore. This year we have already surpassed 31.50 crore for the first 6 months only. So there also probably we have growth of about 60-70%. So the margin is in retail and in pump side. Like retail has a margin of about 15%. And pump has got a margin of about 13-14%. So that is going to, that is helping us. And that is going to grow exponentially over the next 2 to 3 years.
Can we quantify, Kalpesh bhai, how much margin currently we, I can see our EBITDA margin is around 11.88, somewhere around that. So because of, you know, contribution from this to vertical, what margin question can be expected?
About 13-14%. So 7, like 50 on 51 crore, it is giving about 7 crore on pump side. Retail is 31.58 crore. So almost 5.8 to 6 crore is coming from retail side. And distributorship, wholesale, the turnover is about 80.70 crore, which has got a profit EBITDA of about 4-5%. So which gives again a profit of about 4 crore. That is actually helping us, you know, total, if you total it, it is 17 crore, which is our EBITDA.
Okay, understood. My next question is, can you talk about more on your cash flow, your operating cash flow, and your working capital day? I mean, I see your cash flow is negative for 24, and working capital day has been increasing year on year. So what are the range do we expect for working capital day for this year, next year? And what are we doing to improve our cash flow positive for 25 and 26?
So basically, to improve our cash flow, what we are doing is, I mean, as our margin is higher, so now it is going to have, if you see the 23-24 profitability, I mean, the profitability is not that much. Because there, at that time, probably the raw material cost and everything was really high. Plus, we were doing production on a lower side. Our fixed cost was higher, as Nikun Bhai said, that we already have manpower trained to go to the next stage. So that time, fixed cost and everything was high, and that is why our cash flow was negative during those times. But right now, with the same fixed expenses have not grown so much, but our profit margin has. Plus, we are negotiating better with the creditors. Like whatever, we have got minimum credit period of at least 30-90 days credit cycle. And we are trying to improve on that too. You know, by from 30-45 days, 45-50 days, because in pump segment, as Nikun Bhai said, the debtors period, the debtors time is going to be a little higher because it takes about 60 days to get the fund cycle. So we are trying to improve on the margin. We are trying to negotiate better with the creditors. And we are trying to reduce our fixed cost. So that will help us going forward with our cash flow, for the, you know, with the required positivity in cash flow.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll come back for the next question. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ashok Jatwani from Radiant Fund Limited. Please go ahead. Question comes from Ashok Jatwani from Radiant Fund Limited. Please go ahead. No response. We have a follow-up question from Jasmeet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So my quick question is, what is the long-term vision of Austin Premium Solar? So where do you see the company next 3 to 5 years? You know, as a long-term investor, Can you share your vision and also share about rough number in terms of how much can we achieve in terms of top line in next 3 to 5 years?
Okay. Good morning, Jaspreet. Nikunj. Say in next 3 to 5 years, as I said, we have 3 segments currently, rooftop segments. So we discuss individually. In rooftop segment, until last year, we were just working in a Gujarat and we were one of the leader. And now we started to expand in Rajasthan, Maharashtra, slowly and gradually, quarter by quarter, we are adding the other state as well. So I'm expecting that at least 50-60% or even higher growth in rooftop segment for India market next 5 to 10 years, you know. And by that time, we will have a team across all the states. For solar pump, it's a government have already their vision to expand until 2032. Currently, we are working up to 4 states. So we have a potentially ability to work in many states depend on our cash flow, additional cash flow, because that's where we invest our additional cash flow. In wholesale business, as we know, the renewable target for India is 500 gigawatt by 2030. So the distribution also going to go up. Until last year, we were just in Gujarat, but now we are already expanding in other states. We already started hiring staff. And of course, take some time to train them making sure they got the APS family culture within their mind and heart. And it is happening, and we can see that in our numbers as well. And again, that segment also have a growth opportunity for next 5 years. On top of that, we have also potential to look into it is ground mounting supply. When the ground mounting megawatt projects happen, we can supply over there as well, and also the export. So overall, we are expecting 60-70% plus growth year and year for next few years.
Okay. Can we safely assume, sir? I think you already given guidance of 75% for growth FY 2025-26. So can we safely assume for next 5 years, you will be growing in the range of 70% plus minus 5%? Can you assume for next 5 years?
See, all the segments look very promising and supporting. So, yes, Kalpesh, you want to say something?
Yeah, so it would be, as we have already given the idea, that 70 to 75% it would be for the next 2 to 3 years, and then it would slow down to probably 40 to 50% CAGR. So that would be how it grew up. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Thanks. I'll join back, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Karan Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, I'm audible? Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, one question regarding the competition. So as you mentioned, the segment is growing very rapidly. Even there is a lot of government support, and there is also a positive environment for a positive environment for all of our segment, especially in a solar. So what kind of a competition we are seeing in segment-wise, sir?
See, for rooftop solar, we are our own competitor. Because we as a manufacturer plus inverter manufacturer, there are hardly anyone who is being directly solar installation for retail customers. So we have to compete ourselves in next 3 to 5 years. In terms of solar pump, it's a tender-based operation, and we got enough experience to fulfill most of the tenders requirement which are coming currently. In distribution, it will be a natural growth as we increase our staff and as we increase our territory, there will be natural growth in that segment as well.
So, sir, are we also doing any business with the government also? Regarding the solar or... Okay, okay.
Which segment in government, any particular?
Pump, especially government has focused on a lot of things, especially for a Jal Jeevan and a lot of the things on water side. So, are we doing any business in that scheme for a pump business?
We mainly do the agriculture tenders like Kusum in Kusum category.
Okay.
Kusum C. And I think that's the main growth market for the for the solar pump.
Okay.
But other than that, there are a segment. There are a segment which takes 10 to 20% of the overall care business, but currently we are not looking into it.
Okay, understood. But basically just wanted to clarify that as you mentioned that we are planning to grow 70 to 75% then 40 to 45%. And we didn't have any too much competition, especially in a solar side, in a residential, we don't have any competition. And we have some kind of a competition that is in a water side, but we have also a good experience. So we will easily achieve this number, sir.
Thank you.
So, and in distribution, as we increase the territory.
Yes, sir. Sir, what how will the margin improve, sir? Once the number will be increased, so how the margin will be increased? Like, what is the maximum margin we can achieve? Like, can we go to around 18 to 20%, sir?
No.
In next 3-4 years.
This is not like highly technical product anymore. So if somebody say, I think this will be very optimistic.
So, EBITDA margin should be maximum in the range of probably 13 to 15% maximum, but not beyond that, because as Nikun Bhai said, the margins are not so much and more people are entering, so the margins are not going to be so high as 19 or 20%.
But there is surely the turnover or expansion of the business, surely very good opportunity, but increasing the percentage of the profit, I'm not seeing more gap there.
Right. And sir, just one last question. As you mentioned also in past line, we are planning to expand, and for that the cash flow is very important. So by next financial year, by 25 or 26, can we expect our cash flow will be a positive, sir?
Kalpesh, you like to answer?
Yes, yes. Definitely it would be cash flow positive by next financial year. And probably we are already in the arrangement with banks, plus probably as somebody asked, that are we thinking of any funding or anything, that probably we might discuss in the coming period as we require the cash flow. And at that time, probably, yes, it would be cash flow positive only, because the cash flow would not be much of a problem, I think, going forward, at least for the next couple of years, what we see now.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
All good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Prathamesh Diwar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just like missed earlier, as of now, to which all states we are catering to in terms of solar pump segment?
In the pump, currently we are in Gujarat, Haryana, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, and Rajasthan.
Okay. So the average realization for the DCR was? Yeah, please, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Average realization for DCR was around 1250, right? If I'm.
No.
What?
Can you repeat the average realization for DCR and non-DCR?
The question?
Yeah. Am I audible?
The current pricing.
Okay. Say for DCR, currently it's a 2150 to 2350 range.
Okay.
Per watt. And the non-DCR, it could be around 1250 to 14.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Jasmeet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So I have a couple of questions. One is, how does, solar pump is largely driven by government policy, primarily I'm referring to PM Kusum. So how does the credit cycle work here in solar pump segment? How do we recovery work? How does the cash flow work since it's highly subsidized and driven by government agency?
As Kalpesh said earlier, usually it's a 60 days. Sometime it comes early, sometime it takes 1 or 2 weeks more. So we considering 60 to 75 days. If it comes, we have noticed it, sometime it comes earlier as well.
So, okay, the payment is received by individual farmer, government, distributor,
usually we install and we claim to government agency and they pay to us.
Okay, understood.
So we give a point of,
Okay, fair. So talking about, we've seen other solar company in this space. They are diversifying into, BESS, battery energy system storage, green hydrogen, and a couple of other vertical. So can you talk about? Are we looking for any further or any more vertical segment to grow?
I believe currently we have already many in our existing segment. What we need, we already have, but just giving you idea, as I know, outside of APS current option, say be in batteries, still the people as in residential or for people, the return on investment cycle is little higher. So adaptability from the customers is not that high, particularly in our market at India, because our electricity rate is close to 10 cent USD. But say some countries where the electricity rate is 20-25 cents USD, over there the battery adaptability started increasing. So two things, either battery price comes down or our electricity price goes up, maybe that's where the market will open more for batteries, other than EV vehicles, I'm just talking about residential storage.
Okay. Green
hydrogen, of course, it's a substitute of battery. It's not substitute of solar panel. You may already know, for green hydrogen, to make the green hydrogen, still we need electricity, either run by solar or by any other source. So, again, it's a bit early for me to comment on that, but still it's a market which may come, but currently as per existing policy, if you want to enter in that segment, maybe we need much higher cash flow than where we are sitting at the moment.
Understood. So can you talk about TOPCon? Since TOPCon is coming up as a new capacity, so what kind of margin do we command in TOPCon compared to margin that we command in monocrystalline? Is it better and how much better?
The monopark, same size solar panel in TOPCon, it's usually 7-8% higher in efficiency. You will use same glass, same frame, same junction box, and you will get 8% higher efficiency. You may have to pay a little bit higher in solar cell for TOPCon, but the remaining 40-45% of cost will be similar. So that's where the saving is, but as it is a new technology, the people are happy to pay a little bit premium for that. So I'm expecting, like, say in normal product, you are getting 6-7% margin. Then in TOPCon, you can, for now, you know, at least you can close up to 8-9%.
Understood. So my last question. So you guided margin. Currently, we are doing approximate around 12% EBITDA margin, and you guided for 13-15% margin over the course of next 2-3 years. Can we go beyond that? 15% is a cap. What are we doing, or what we can do to go beyond 15% margin? Any can you share? And if at all we're planning, what we can target further?
So I believe even 15% is already high, and in future it will slowly and gradually come down. You know, but only the good option for the current industry at India is we have so much potential to increase the turnover. So rather than any company focusing on just a percentage of the profit, they have to just see the top line profit by increasing their turnover.
Understood. So any threat from China? Can we talk about China factor here? I know the government has levied duties to protect the local industry. So are we looking about any threat or any change in government policy that might impact our overall sector, not just you, overall sector?
As you already answered, currently government already protected the Indian manufacturer, and they may doing something with reason, you know. So I personally don't think, and if we get good 2-3 years, if Indian businesses, we get three, five years, maybe they don't need to get threatened by any other country. Because we have young staff, you know, people are fast learners, people have ability to perform better. So only things is we are a little bit behind compared to some countries in terms of technology, adoption of technology, in terms of cash flow, in terms of bank loans and everything, but which are improving.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, please, it answer your question.
Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Patel for closing comments.
Okay, once again, I thanks everyone for your question, and I hope I tried my best to answer all your questions. We will look forward to meet you or listen again in coming future. Thank you very much for your time. On behalf of me and on behalf of APS family.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you,
sir.